Oh, beyond Shambra. Oh, beyond Shahom Barah. Welcome to the Crimson Circle, live from Cold Creek Canyon, Colorado. I'm David McMaster, and it truly, truly is my deepest, deepest pleasure and privilege and honor to welcome you to our new series, the Discovery Series. Yeah! Woo! So here we are. We have a group of Shamba right here in Cold Creek Hall. And we have other thousands of Shamba all around the world who are joining us right now. This family who has traveled through time and space, who left the Order of the Ark as heads of the 144,000 spiritual families that were there seeking resolution to get energy moving and flowing again. And here we are. Here we are. The heads of those 144,000 spiritual families. Ah. Let's take a breath with that. And even the song has its, you know, it's entitled This Majestic Land. We helped create it, all of us together, with our consciousness, our love, our heart's desire. Now let's take a breath with that. Yeah. Now let's really breathe that in. For that's really who we are. Human and divine together. In this new era, the era of I Am. It's only been 9 months. This is like the ninth month of the new era. The era of I Am. I exist. I am that I am. And let me invite all of us who are here in Cold Creek and also those who are connecting online, either watching us or listening to us on Blog Talk. Let's do a little conscious breathing together and allow those energies to flow, for this truly is a multidimensional gathering that we've created. So I invite all of us to just really get in our core and to feel that. And to feel our physical body, the gift we gave ourselves, our creation. And to take that loving breath that said, yes, I have chosen to be here. I am here now. That loving, compassionate breath of spirit, of human, divine, together. For it's never been separated. And now we can allow ourselves to feel it. Thank you, Shamba. Thank you. For we really are the creators. And it's been a marvelous costume party. But now it's time to take off the mask. Yeah, arg. And we are spiritual pirates. In fact, can we give a big arg to our listeners? Arg. And let's also, let's give them a wave. Hello. Give us some green light, Gene, if you would, on this big boy over here. We need, is that green light or red light? We want the red. Hi, Mom. Okay, it means stop. Get off the stage. So, and that's okay, too. So, you know, we have the two people that jumped out in front. And actually, I think it was more like everybody else stepped back. And they didn't. Really. We all said, no, I don't want to do that. That's too big. That's too tough. And can you imagine, let me just throw this out. for all of us, myself included, you know, like my own journey, you know, has not been a cakewalk. But just doing David has been hard enough. Can you imagine just doing yourself and all the energies of the world in Chambra? I can't. But Linda and Jeff did. Linda Avisa and Jeffrey Huppy.
Thank you. Thank you, David. And welcome, everyone. You know, I think this is the warmest temperature we've ever had in our 13 years of Shoud today. Right now, here in Coal Creek Canyon, it's about 82 degrees. That's about, 28 Celsius, I think, somewhere in there. It's warm. It's warm.
It set all-time heat records for this area yesterday, the hottest in history in this area. And it's been hot.
But I like it.
Kind of a nice hot.
I wish there was a way we could get a shot of outside, because blue skies, clear
gorgeous
air. I mean, it's amazing and beautiful. We've had a lot of rain in the afternoon, so everything is green. Our lawn is green. The trees are happy. I'm happy.
The deer are eating away
the
at your
deer
planting.
Deer are happy.
Yes,
and
yes,
I'm happy,
yes.
Other than summer is kind of coming to an end. Oh, bummer. Although I love fall. I love autumn. But in the summer, we've had a couple months off where we haven't been traveling. We hit the road again tomorrow. We're going to beautiful Roost, Austria, and then to the south of France. I guess it's not so bad, but I've enjoyed being at home. I've had a good time. You're kind of giving me that look.
I have no idea what to say, so I'm not going to say anything.
Well, I'm going to say that, did you notice, as we start our new series, how our Earth has gotten replaced by the universe?
Oh!
It's either that or a bunch of bees swarming around the hive. I don't know.
Jeff has been handcuffed either to the computer or his tractor. It's been one or the other. Nothing in between. Tractor, computer, tractor, computer.
Mostly tractor.
Mostly tractor.
We had a little party at our house the other day. As a matter of fact, we'll show some slides in a minute. But, yeah, everybody was gathered around the tractor. I mean, and that, you know, we had the beer and the wine and everything, you know, over another area, but they wanted to see the tractor.
I'm seriously concerned that there may be a diagnosable issue at our house. I'm afraid to stay home any longer, because every time we're home, Jeff is building a damn wall. And it's like, I mean, he's gone wall crazy. I think that means walnuts.
Walnuts.
Yeah, yeah. It's frightening, and I'm just really concerned about it. And every time we turn around, Home Depot's at our house with these pallets full of rocks and cement, and they're like, lady, where do you want this? It's like, back at your store. Like, what? Does it look like we need another wall?
I really do not know what causes that, and I have to give...
is he buff. Whoa!
I have to give credit to Larry. He's been helping me, and we've been out there. Just, I think we built about 100 meters or 300 feet of retaining wall. And I don't know why, but there's just something about past life as a mason, maybe.
Commercial contractor status at Home Depot is what I heard.
I know one thing.
Pioneer.
When I'm out there working on the walls, Adama stays away. So,
I wonder why.
Once in a while, that's nice. I want to hear about it today.
He doesn't like the armpits and the dirty knees.
Oh, no. The sweat. And I don't think he did a lot of physical work in his lifetime.
No.
I think he just waved his hand
and the
rocks moved by themselves. Anyway, we are starting our new series today. And we're also on a little bit different schedule. If that doesn't make you sick after 10 minutes. We're on a little bit different schedule. We took a look and said, let's shorten up our segment. Actually, the staff said, why don't you and Linda shorten your segment? What we're trying to do is make it so
efficient.
The staff here doesn't have such a long day. Also, for the Europeans, we're going to be starting 30 minutes earlier with Shoud, with Adamas. We'll start at 2:30.
Well, then they have a better chance of not falling asleep at the end.
Exactly. So we're gonna Linda and I will be done by 2 o'clock, our
time. And the Australians don't mind getting up in the middle of the night. That's their nature.
They're used to it. They just got a new prime minister. I think the Conservative Party won, I believe. So who knows?
That's shocking.
But let's not talk about world affairs.
Let's not.
I'd rather talk about summer.
Oh! But I am a fair weather fan. We have lived here in Colorado for 16 years, and I've always been, you know, a Green Bay Packer fan, but I was really a big Dallas Cowboys fan. And I just couldn't be a Broncos fan. And then I was watching the game the other night, and of course Manning played an outstanding game. The team
was, for those listening and that don't know, or the ones here,
or don't care.
Yeah, he's a quarterback. A quarterback is a guy who takes the ball,
yeah,
and throws it to
somebody else. The leader. Anyway,
gets rid of it.
Played an outstanding, amazing game. I was so tortured by how can I live in this state and not honor this team? And then I realized, oh, it's an AFC team. That I don't have an AFC team.
AFC is the other lesser conference.
The other conference.
Green Bay is concerned.
And so I'm celebrating their monumental win on Thursday night, which kicked off the football season in the United States. The Broncos won.
Oh, they won
and
big time.
Broke records beyond
Spanked
words.
Them.
And it's like, whoa, I don't even like orange.
Today it's very fitting. You know, and the tough thing, too, about traveling is that we're out of town most of the fall, and that's when the football games, American football. I have watched soccer when we were in Europe, and it's interesting, but American football, there's just nothing like it. But anyway, we do have a limit on our time.
Okay, let's hurry.
So let's move ahead.
I used up my spot.
We can't, do the usual.
This was my one. I had to explain yours.
It looks beautiful. Okay. Lovely.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You just look like a damn pumpkin.
Next month, I'm going to show up in my Green Bay Packer outfit.
The only thing uglier than orange is that green and gold.
That is. That's pretty bad, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
we have
a lot of new faces here today. Some people haven't shown up yet, and I hope they know that we start at 2:30.
Surprise. Doesn't matter.
But Linda's going to read off the names of our out-of-state guests.
And visitors.
Reads your name. Just stand up so the camera can catch you.
And representative of our trip and our translator for our trip in October, we have Norma Ojeda from Bogota, Colombia.
All right.
She will be our translator in Medellin. Uh-huh. And she's here for teacher training. Uh-huh. And she is a mentor teacher, and she has an Awakening Zone show. Thank you, Norma.
And you usually do a simulcast of this on Awakening Zone in Spanish. Not today. Yeah.
Did someone step up to take your place?
Yeah, but that was too late.
Oh.
When they stepped up, it was too late. Okay. So, we're going to do it next Saturday.
Oh, very lovely. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, that broadcast actually gets a lot of people listen to that, so thank you.
Yes.
So there it is, an Awakening Zone host.
Saludos a los hispanohablantes desde Cold Creek Canyon. Un abrazo.
Thank you. Kind of a celebrity. We needed to give her a little bit of extra notice. Eric Chanot, and he is from France. Thank you. We're on our way to France.
I told Eric in the back that we're on our way to the south of France.
Yeah.
We'll be there in a couple of weeks, right in your backyard. But you're here in Colorado. Isn't that just beautiful here? Amazing. Yeah. Good. Thank you, Eric.
Don't go out at night. There's bears.
Yeah. No, really. She's not kidding. No, really.
Lions.
The bears are very hungry this time of the year. They're trying to get calories. They don't care if it comes from berries or humans. So
yeah. They're eating to sleep.
Yeah.
Helene Case from California. Hello.
Hello. Good to see you.
She's here for teacher training.
Good
to see you. From Grass Valley, California, we have Michael Barrett and Michael Raymond.
I'm Michael Raymond.
Oh, you're both. You're on there twice. Okay.
Good to see you.
Okay.
I'm going to hang with you. Yeah. Good to see you.
Mentor teacher from Rancho Cordova, California, Ivana Huarquez. Where are you, Ivana?
Ivana.
Thank you, Ivana.
Good to see you.
mentor teacher also, does an Awakening Zone show as well. Thank you. Glad you could be with us.
Wait, what is this with all the orange on? You've got orange on. David has orange on. Sandra, it's like, wow.
We're all Bronco fans.
Wow, must be. Yeah.
Yeah, come on. And Bronco, that's a really cool thing. Actually, a big horse, that's kind of cool. What can I say? Okay, I'll go on. Moshe Groger from Gainesville, Florida. Welcome.
Hey, good to see you.
Glad you could join us. A young one.
Yeah.
From Orlando, Florida, we have Harold Becker. Where are you, Harold?
Harold.
Ah, good and to see you again. John Gold.
Great.
Gold, thank you. Welcome.
Good to see you.
Good to see you again. Okay, and from Liston, Indiana, we have Jean Harvey. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Jean.
She's here for teacher training.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, we heard y'all ditch
you
because you didn't think you could ever play
into
again.
Into the microphone so the whole world can hear. David's going to hand you the microphone.
Saying we passed Peyton Manning on, you know, just another Indiana.
Y'all kicked him out of the curb because he got a little bum, but it's okay. We picked him up.
We did. We did.
Y'all did.
The Super Bowl,
kicked
though.
Him to the curb, and we picked up your loss.
Can you tell there's a lot of people who don't care about football?
Yeah, but it doesn't. When there's Packer season, you don't care.
I don't care. Yeah.
Okay. Birdie Miller from Hutchinson, Kansas. Where are you, Birdie?
Welcome. Hi, Birdie. Good to see you. Welcome.
From Hallowell, it should be Halloween. Hallowell, Maine, we have Elias Davis. Welcome.
Elias. Good to see you.
A lot of guests. We have from Pikesville, Maryland, Irina Sarankova. Welcome.
Hey, Irina. Good to see you.
From Holyoke, we have Linda Frizone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Linda. Glad you're here.
I'm not sure if they're checked in yet. Is James from Santa Fe here yet? Nope, not here yet.
No.
Okay. And I saw sliding in quietly Siglinda Schwenzel. There she
is. Hey, Siglinda.
From Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Wow.
Wow.
He walked in and walked out.
Yeah. From Staten Island, New York, we have Ruth Froschiger.
Hi, Ruth.
Welcome, Ruth.
Thank you for being here. Kind of like Staten Island around here?
A lot of New Yorkers. Yeah. A lot of, and Maine, East Coasters. Okay. East Coasters, ha, ha, ha. Zur's Dabit. Babbitt from Syracuse. Where are you? Not here.
Anybody from Syracuse?
No, wait, there's one more. Jeanette Jaworski. Is she here? No.
No.
Okay, also from Syracuse. Maggie Buckner from Federal Way, Washington. Where are you? Nope, not here. Okay. And then Gundy Gabriel from Santa Monica, California.
Hey,
welcome. A long list
That's
of out of towners.
Long list. How many are here for the first time ever?
Wow. Welcome.
Wow.
Did y'all decide to come because you heard it was a half hour shorter? Okay.
You notice how a lot of them are sitting on the aisle.
Yeah.
So,
you can run, but you can't hide.
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. Okay. As you know, this is the beginning of our new series, the Discovery Series. And we even have a graphic to go with it,
wow.
A new logo. Cool.
Whoa,
yeah.
I like it.
And, you know, it's actually, this is a symbol. It's a Celtic knot of discovery. I mean, it's actually, that's what it means in Celtic knotishism. It means discovery. And I like it so much, actually. Linda saw it, and she wants to turn it into pendants, you know.
Yeah, wouldn't that be pretty?
So, yeah. But that does mean discovery. Yeah.
I like it.
I like it, too.
So it'd make a nice button.
We're going to start that today, and because it's a new series, we changed a few other things, some of the graphics and the formatting. And I don't know. We'll see where Adamus is on all this, if there's any change with him.
What do you think?
Everybody's like, I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't know. But before we do, we're going to take a look at last month's video.
Okay.
A video recap put together by Vicky, who is not here today. She's down in Texas, but she put this together.
Family wedding.
If you remember, the last child was expectations of enlightenment. So we get the lights down. We'll take a look
dicey
at
topic.
The video.
Okay.
You have a lot of expectations of enlightenment, and if we sum these all up, most of them are on the board here, but it's you're going to be perfect. Everything is going to be great. You're going to have a lot of money. Everybody would like you. As it turns out, you have no money. Nobody really likes you. You're not perfect, and you're not going to be like the masters of the past. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. Every one of them will tell you. Ask any master you happen to see. They're going to tell you that... They're going to tell you that don't do it like I did. So please, starting at this moment, drop the expectations of enlightenment. Drop them. Let them go. The next one I'm going to ask you to really look at between now and our next gathering is the aspects that you have created, sent out there in your search for enlightenment. You created them a long time ago, past lives, but a lot of them really brought forth into this lifetime. You've created not just one, not just two, but dozens of enlightenment aspects.
Okay, so I guess Adamus wants a charge. Yeah.
No,
he got the points. The points were there.
He was upset because he wanted the long version. We cut it shorter. So he's like, okay, I'll really cut it short.
You need a better understanding with the man.
I don't know why it hung up, but oh well, we'll just move on to recent events. You always have to be prepared for a few technical difficulties.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. There wasn't much going on in...
Oh, and wait, they can see that recap up on YouTube. If you go to the Crimson Circle website, there's a link to it, correct?
Exactly.
See? So if you really want to see it, it's available for you.
I never watch them.
Okay.
Anyway, recent events, August, there wasn't a lot going on, no workshops or anything. But... We did have one very significant event. Actually, it was just the other day.
Just
a
week ago.
And that was a very special event. Susie, come on, Susie, come on up so we can like ooh and ah. Come on up a second. Yeah. So, Susie, the question is, so you officially retired on August 31st. Your first day of retirement was Labor Day. That makes no sense at all. I don't get it. And
Jeff,
you're here.
Jeff, Susie wanted to remind us that she retired. She's not dying.
I know. I'm just giving her our
She's
time.
Not gone.
But Susie's still going to be with us, helping in so many ways. It's just being Chambra. But anyway, we wanted to spend a moment to...
You
acknowledge
thank
you and say thank you for all the work.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
So,
is this loud?
Yeah.
I've just retired as the Crimson Circle Events Manager. So I'm still here. And Lindsay's taken over the Events Manager position. She's practiced and ready to go. So, yeah. Yay.
But anyway, we wanted to acknowledge
thank
and
you.
Thank you for
thank
all
you,
your
thank
work.
You.
Yeah. Thank you, Susie. Thank you.
Thank you, Susie.
So we did have a little party, just the staff, up at our house the other day. Beautiful.
That's not our house, Ariel.
That's not our house.
No.
That. There beautiful we go. Weather, and we all stood around, had a, when we weren't looking at the tractor, we finally
and
got everybody
wall.
Down to the house, and a few speeches, a lot of glasses of wine, and these are Billy's children. They're children.
Aren't they
girls.
Gorgeous
daughters? Aren't they gorgeous?
Very beautiful
I love
daughters.
These shots so much as, you know, not much to do with retirement, but
they're
what
beautiful
a great
daughters.
Shot.
They were at the party.
Yeah, would both you stand
they're nice
up
and they like each other. I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
Glad you could join us.
Yeah, isn't that a great shot? Dave Schimmel took that.
Yeah.
That's a great shot. Did you guys get a copy of that? You have a copy?
No.
Yeah?
Okay, next
start
one.
With Dave. Yeah.
Dave's good about sharing them.
Okay. We'll take a look at upcoming events. How are we doing on time?
If you keep moving, we'll be fine.
We gotta hurry this up. We're gonna take a quick
look. Oh, I thought there were more pictures. Sorry.
Yeah, and we can go through these quick because most of
them. No, I thought there were more from this. I didn't
most
realize.
Of them are okay. Sold out. Next weekend we'll be in Rust, Austria, right on the Hungarian border, on a beautiful, beautiful lake. Have a great group of people for the Active Consciousness Workshop.
And it's wine season. It's an absolute delight to see the tractors pulling the wagons with all the fresh grapes and everybody celebrating.
It's harvest time. You could smell it in the air.
It's awesome.
I wonder why we ended up there in September again.
The worst places.
After there, go to south of France.
Second only to
Quantum Allowing.
Yeah.
I think we've only done it once, and it was in Kauai, and it was my favorite workshop. My favorite. Very intense.
Special.
Took me 30 days to recover, but I loved it. Then after that, October, we're going down to Norma, to your territory, down to Medellin, Colombia.
This is not what Medellin looks like.
Really?
No, that's bled.
Oh. For the New Energy Mystery School about energy physics and management and learning how to talk. So I'm looking forward to getting back to Colombia.
Very excited. Great food. They
I
love
made
Colombia.
A little promise last time we were down there.
Good Malbec.
I made a promise that the next time we came back, I would dance. Yeah, right. So.
Yeah, you've taken all those classes.
Yeah, you remember. Yeah, those classes, that really helped out. I didn't take any. While we're in Colombia, we're doing Journey of the Angels teacher training.
Oh, we should thank Cesa and Carmenza. They're our hosts for that
yes,
event as well.
Yes,
thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. And then November onward to Byron Bay, Australia for another Active Consciousness Workshop.
We're told the Australians like to go there, and it's a great place to visit. It's a beach town. It's a place where they like to relax. So we're trusting their good guidance and that this is, we'll let you know when we get back what we think of it. And we know it'll be great because those Australians
November, beautiful weather.
Yeah, it's summer there.
And while we're there, we're also going to do the teacher training. Oh, that was Byron Bay. We're going to do teacher training for Journey of the Angels.
And so Marissa Telvi is our sponsor.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
Great. Good. Onward. I just noticed you turned the fan.
Yes, I did.
And
Adamus always turns it off.
Coming in April 2014, we're going to be repeating the Quantum Allowing workshop in Kauai. We actually have some people who were there last year are returning, signed up again because it was so good. I think right now there may be...
There's a few spaces left, but not very many.
Not very many. I think 9 spaces left. So if you're interested, it always fills up. It always sells out. But 9 spaces left, or you can get on the waiting list.
Kauai is just another great... We've really gotten good at realizing that people want to come together. They want to come together as Chambra, and then they want time and a beautiful space to integrate. And Kauai is certainly one of those places.
And
yes?
I think that was the last event to mention... But I wanted to, we'll let this play out. Awakening Zone.
Is it new? Oh,
yeah. No, same. I didn't change. I like it.
Make me you, Jesus.
Awakening Zone. A couple of things on the Awakening Zone Network.
Okay.
There was a great Adamus Q&A, I think it was August 28th, if you happen to tune into it. It was one of the rare opportunities where he actually took questions. We had a lot of live ones that people
mm-hmm.
that called in.
We did, they called in, that's true.
He started out with his message. It was a little direct. It was about victim energy.
It was about don't be a victim.
Hey, right, right.
And he was very, very foreboding about it. And he even said, now, when you ask your question, ask it from your acting like a victim. It's like, ooh.
And he said, ask
like,
the
I
question.
I don't have any
like,
questions.
As a victim, and then Phil, you know,
oh, that
the
was,
question.
And people still ask questions.
Yeah, yeah. But it was really good. Probably the best questions that Schomburg's presented ever, I think.
Just
really good questions.
Trevor never has a chance to ask questions. That's why the show was so popular.
It was great.
Usually Adamus asks the questions.
That's true. Yeah, but if you get a chance, it's in the archives from August 20th.
It was very interesting.
August 28th.
Did you like doing it?
Oh, I loved doing it. It was such a nice change. Just as a heads up, it's a little early, but we're doing our second annual Dream Walk to the Astral Planes on Halloween. We did it last year on Halloween Day, and we had about 50,000 listeners that went on this dream walk, whether it was live or going to the archives later. So we're expecting a pretty big turnout this year. It'll be on the Awakening Zone Halloween Eve at 6 o'clock p.m. Denver time. Yeah, it was good. I really enjoyed it.
Well, if you want to have friends that you want to experience channeling at its eeriness, that's the one to send them to listen to.
So as
it's an experience.
As you probably know, Awakening Zone is the radio network.
It's experience.
A lot of great Crimson Circle shows, a lot of other people like Jim Self, Sandy Sedgbear, Jeanette Crowley, and others. It's a global network for human awakening. We have a thing called the Awakening Zone Academy. That's where you can actually take courses. Everything on Awakening Zone Radio is free. The Academy is where you can take courses. We have two new ones that are going to be starting at the end of September. The first is with Jeanette Crowley. It's her Soul Body Fusion course. I think most of you are familiar with Jeanette. Does a wonderful job. We've been working
Apparently
with her for
really
years.
It's a really nice entree into the Soul Body Fusion experience with
yeah.
Jeanette.
This is kind of Jeanette's core material and the fact that she's willing to do it on the Awakening Zone. I think it's five segments. You register between now and I think the 27th of September. Once you're registered, then you're sent a link where you can join in on the course. The nice thing about the courses is that you can actually listen to them anytime. You don't
streaming.
Have to be there. It's streaming, but you don't have to be there at a set time. It opens on a certain date, but you can listen to the courses anytime.
It actually starts at the end of September,
mm-hmm.
the actual
yeah.
official start. Okay. Next.
And after that, at the same time, actually, we have Jean Adrian, who's Correct. Also an Awakening Zone host, doing her course called The Seven Rays Healing. You notice that guy down in the corner there?
Looks a little bit like your buddy.
A little bit. I asked him. I said, I'll go to the next slide. Just
you know, he's not very manly looking.
You know, define manly.
You.
I don't know. I did ask him. I said, Adamus, does this look like anything like you? And he's like, got to be kidding. No. But I don't know. It's
not
a nice,
very manly.
It's a nice
no,
picture.
Not like you.
Yeah, you know, if you put him in a robe, he'd look like Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I bet he really does.
Now, back to Jean's
Back
work.
To Jean's program. It's
she
called
does
Seven
very
Rays
nice
Healing.
Work. It has
Beautiful
a little
work.
More of a traditional flavor. People find it very sweet and comforting and effective. So you might want to read more and check into Jean Adrian's Seven Rays Healing.
Good. Both of those starting on Awakening Zone in just a couple of weeks.
The end of September.
Yeah. And again, you can set it at your computer and take these wonderful courses and...
Or you can lay in your bed with your laptop.
And it, yeah, that's the Adamus.
But don't lay on a chair that rolls.
Adamus will mess with the video. He'll mess
Whoa,
with your chair.
Got it.
Anyway, I think actually we're doing pretty good on time. This is amazing.
Whoa.
Wow.
Amazing what you can do with a goal. Oh, wow.
Oh, John, there was music on that. We got to do this over. It spent hours. So let's go back.
This is a Jeffrey creation.
It's time to start channeling.
Oh, it's a technical boo-boo day.
Okay, we're going to try this again. Coming up next. For Chambra News.
Or something.
I like that. You know, that other one that we used to play is kind of ominous sounding, boom, boom, boom. It sounded real serious, like news desk. And let's have a little bit more fun with it because Chambra News is fun. Nobody's laughing. Like that, really? Okay.
It's Packer colors. Oh, my God. It's
okay.
Packer colors.
A couple of things going on. Last month we talked about the new Mirab volume coming out, and it did, and
whoa,
it's been extremely popular. We have actually some physical CDs. We weren't going to make them, and a lot of people asked if we put together physical CDs, so we do have the sets, a limited number, or you can download it online, but the Mirabs, of course, a Mirab is a shift of consciousness, effortless. Without pushing, without thinking. Adamus has done them on a number of subjects, and for this volume two, they're about grace, clarity, going beyond, which is kind of like going beyond the mind, the light body, and light body. Actually, light body, that one is really good for losing weight. Very good. Light body, get it? Love,
yes.
Love of self. I still don't get that one. And crystal energies. I'm joking. This is the hardest one of anything. I've been working on it. Anyway, these are now available as a digital download or physical CDs. They've been really, really popular ever since they came out just 3 weeks ago. So, and we did these with Yoham, recorded them at Akashic Recording right here in Boulder. Only in Boulder would you have a recording studio called Akashic Studios. Yeah.
They're very okay. Beautiful, and they're a great experience. Each one of them is, I think
20 to 30 minutes long.
They're very, very lovely experiences.
How many
great
here
way.
Have actually ordered already? I have the Mirabs.
It's a really nice experience. It's not a meditation. It's not music. It's a way. It's an experience.
Two of the new products that just came out. One is called Amyo, and it's actually it's about 70 minutes. It was from our book tour that we did, and this was actually from Munich. There is simultaneous German translation, so if you're German, that's an extra benefit. You get to hear it. If you're not, you get a nice German lesson. So
it's not real strong. The translation's a little quieter.
It's a little quieter. It's Wolfgang von Rohr in the background, but. It's good, and this is really has to deal with living in that state of amyo or grace or acceptance. Very, very nice.
Very nice.
Yes. And also crystal consciousness. This was actually from the Zurich workshop we did back in May. It's six segments, also a German translation. Very clear. Very clear.
When you're in a German-speaking country, they have culturally this clarity that's unbelievable. And Adamus seems to be more than willing to work with that focus and clarity. So these are a very nice experience if you like that focus and directness and clarity.
And these are available at the Crimson Circle store as digital downloads.
That's correct.
No physical product, but just digital.
And we're proud to announce, from the Advanced Studies, there is Journey of the Angels. We have teachers now from nearly all over the world that are willing to teach these classes. If you're interested, you should contact the Crimson Circle. If there isn't a teacher teaching it in your area, we'll find one. They have certain, you know, they have to have a few people willing to go, but we're very excited about Journey of the Angels. It will truly change your perspective on why you're here and the choices that you made in your soul's history to be here.
It's an amazing course, and I think it's right up there with SES and aspectology in terms of what it does. It's simple, and I know a lot of people think, well, I've been with Crimson Circle for a lot of years, and I kind of heard bits and pieces, but the way Adamus or Tobias presents this, even when we watched it for the first time, I just got chills up and down just because it's so profound. And, you know, with consciousness basically thinks we did something wrong to get here, or some of consciousness is just like we're here by some fluke or mistake and that's it. But the way Tobias
the
puts...
The feminine energy screwed up.
But it's such a beautiful, beautiful story of how we got here. So we would encourage anyone to take the course. Or somebody who is just getting into spiritual work, getting into awakening, it's something really good because it changes the whole paradigm of how we got here. And it makes it a blessing rather than a curse.
It's an incredible experience. It was interesting because some of the teachers said, well, you know, I figured I probably should be familiar with the material. And even though they'd heard bits and pieces of it, there was a little doubt. And anybody that sees it says, wow, it is such... It's such a nice overview,
beautiful.
And truly an overview of Tobias. It was the last, Tobias said that he wanted to recap the main things that he presented in his journey with us. And that's exactly what it is. It's the most stunning recap of all of Tobias's best concepts and ideas for us.
And, you know, I have trouble listening to SES or aspectology over and over again, as we have to do when we're doing teacher training. This I could listen to every day. Because it's so sweet
Jeff,
and nurturing.
You have a hard time listening to SES because you're still working on the love of self thing?
Yeah.
But, you know, Jay Leno is too.
SES is, I mean, this is sweet. SES is different, life-changing. But anyway.
Journey of the Angels is a wonderful experience. And at the very least, it's a totally different perspective on how we got here and the choices that we made. And, again, it's about our choices and what we do.
We're doing really good on
time. I know, but this is my favorite.
Amazing. Wow, we're coming. We're almost coming. We're going to have a really nice long break. Wow. Yay.
Nobody's complaining.
Well, and we can't start earlier because we're scheduled to go on the air.
Oh, can we handle a long break?
On a beautiful summer day. But before we go on break, we do have a couple things. And I'm sorry to use this pulpit, this carpet, actually, you know, for my own personal rant, but you know, but I can. And there's some things that just get under my skin. I call them pet peeves. And for those who aren't
that's
English
a scary
speaking,
looking dog, Jeff.
It's supposed to be.
Very scary.
A pet peeve means an irritation or an annoyance. And, you know, I know we're supposed to be accepting, loving humans and all the rest of that, but there's some things that are just like fingernails on chalkboard. And for all of you who listened in last month when I did my rant about all uppercase, all caps in your emails, why did you have to send me an email in all upper caps just to annoy me?
I think this one will be hard to top.
Can we get the lights down? Good. And maybe even the door closed for a moment. Well, we'll open it right back up. It's just a very short video, but I want to make sure you see the details. And, John, you have the sound, not this slide, but the next one. So here is my pet peeve of the month. Anybody watching the news... Anywhere around the world probably saw Miley Cyrus's recent performance at one of the awards ceremonies. And, you know, maybe it's just me. You know, I've seen Miley Cyrus on the Disney TV programs, and she was kind of the sweet girl. And I just don't know what happened, but it's like, really, she's talented, she's pretty. Really, do you have to have that lack of class?
Jeff, you played that song at the last monthly meeting.
The
it's
song
your fault.
The song is interesting, but the video kind of, I mean, really? So it's just one of those things.
Okay.
If you have talent, you have looks and all the rest of that, why do you have to resort to that? I thought maybe I was the only one who didn't. I thought maybe I'm a middle-aged guy, and maybe it's just one of those things, I hate to be like my parents, but I discovered, doing a little internet research with the assistance of Linda, that I wasn't the only one who didn't like it. So let's take a look at who else is weighing in on the performance.
Captain, I'm picking up a high intensity reading. Magnification 8.
I've never encountered readings like this before.
Try another channel, Lieutenant.
Aye, sir. I cannot filter out the distortions, sir. It's getting worse.
What is that?
It's our party, we can do a reason. It's our party, we can stay with reason. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss what we want.
Everybody get up.
Star Trekkers.
So I was so glad to see that it wasn't just my pet peeve. And actually, watching this video, it made me realize, could you imagine what the aliens think when they do? Because they watch us. Then they're always monitoring. Can you imagine just sometimes, what is going on down there? Shut up! We're having fun!
Or something.
Anyway, we made it within our time frame. It brings us to the end. Very loving and deep thanks to everyone who makes this possible. Over the years, we, all of us, have built an international community of awakening humans. We do it without a lot of structure, without any rules. We do it with a lot of laughter and an amazing amount of hard work.
There's incredible global support, and that's probably the most amazing piece of all that I could have never imagined. And as you can see, we have angels from all over the world, advanced studies on almost every continent, and amazing international web hosts. These people put an incredible amount of time in to make sure that people, again, all over the world can find the Crimson Circle and the material if they're interested. And amazing translation teams. And these people quietly do an incredible amount of work. Not to mention our staff.
And also, just to give, sometimes I take things for granted or, you know, you just don't think about it. I had to sit down recently with an attorney to go through some business documents. And I was trying to explain to him Crimson Circle. And he was just, and it was in Boulder, so he was cool, you know. I mean, with but he was saying, hang on a second. You don't have any regular membership dues. You don't have any rules. You don't have a doctrine. You don't have your Ten Commandments or whatever. You don't hold regular services. You don't require donations. How does this work?
I couldn't
believe
it.
You know, I don't know. I really don't, because I come from the business world, as does Linda, and I don't know. We just don't organize it that way. It just happens. It's a natural thing. It's a natural attraction, and it just works. So I'm so proud of what all of us have created. We're all going through awakening. I'd hate to be doing it without you guys. So thank you.
Thank you all. Oh, you just went crazy.
And to the incredible staff that comes in early, works late, but today, well, half hour less. Let's give a big hand to everybody as part of this webcast.
Also, thank you to those listening in on the Awakening Zone, yeah. Crimson Circle, and Blog Talk Radio. If you'd actually like to watch us, come on to Crimson Circle. There's video. And Awakening Zone, you can see all the offerings that we have, many, many different things that you can see.
We're going to come back at 2:30 for Adamas.
If you dare.
Saud, one of the Discovery Series. See you in 33 minutes.
Thank you all.